On today's program, we're talking with Clinton Area Showboat Theater's Artistic Director, Matthew Teague. Matthew quickly says, last August you pulled out of town. What do you do in the interim between now and a few weeks when you pull into town? What kind of work goes on when people don't see you in town?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, for Showboat specifically, there's been a lot of work. You know, I traveled not only the Midwest, but the country for an audition tour this year. Had auditions all over the place, Cleveland, Cincinnati, obviously in Clinton, California, all sorts of different places. So that really is a full-time job in February. I mean, that's in addition to my full-time job as a professor here in California. But that's a big part of it. Also hiring our designers and our production tech team. That's a huge part of what we do. That sort of happens, you know, we start taking applications in November, end of November, I guess, December and January, we're doing interviews and then hire. But we've also got some familiar faces coming back this year. Jacob Brandt, who directed and choreographed last year's hit production of Footloose, is coming to do Disney's The Little Mermaid. There are going to be some familiar faces, but there are a lot of new faces at the show, but too, and it's going to be an incredible company. So, you know, in addition to just hiring people, we are already hard at work designing both Jesus Christ Superstar and The Little Mermaid. In fact, I've got a design meeting with my production team later today. We're hard at work coming up with, you know, the set designers are drawing pictures, costume designers are drawing pictures, are having a lot of conversations about what we want the shows to feel and look like, and it's a lot, and it's a big season. You know, we're doing four musicals this year rather than three that we've done the last 2 years, and musicals are always a lot more work because they're bigger, there's bigger production numbers, there's hiring the band, there's all kinds of stuff that goes into a musical. So, you know, buckle up because we're just a couple weeks away from showing up in Clinton and starting to do the 2018 season.
I mean, you mentioned all these production meetings, and it says, how do you do that when you know, obviously we're talking to you, you're in California, your design people, who knows where they're at all over the country. You mentioned you have a meeting. How do you do that? Is it Skype, FaceTime, telephone? How do you actually do that?
That's a great question. We've been doing Skype the last couple of years because it gives us the opportunity to look at each other while we're having a conversation. And, you know, depending upon the team, that's easier than others. I got to say that when you've got, you know, 10 people, when you're including the design team and the stage managers and the choreographers and the music director and the director, when you're trying to coordinate 10 people, 10 to 12 people from around the country at a single time, even though we're all, you know, wired up and have our computers and Skype available, just scheduling a meeting sometimes feels like a full-time job. But we've been doing it via Skype. It's been working out really well. Those first two shows in particular, we want to have designs before we even show up in Clinton. So that way, once we get to Iowa, we can start working on shows 3, 4, and 5 in terms of what they're going to look like. Skype has been the way that we've been doing it. We sometimes use Google Hangout, which is very similar to Skype, but it's just a different platform. That's what we've been doing.
And Matthew, tell a little about you. You've been traversing the country, auditioning. You say every year it's the best group ever. Are you going to say that again this year?
I may. I don't know. I got to say, it's a really incredible company. I know I sound like a broken record, but my enthusiasm is always 100% authentic. I'm not just trying to sell tickets. It is a great company. I'm looking forward to getting to know them, looking forward to getting them all in the same place. You know, the hiring people to play a bunch of roles is one thing, but putting together a group of people that are going to work together and live together and play together for, you know, 8 to 12 weeks during the summer, that's a whole other thing. So, seeing how symbiotic and how collaborative they can be, that's another thing. So we'll see what it feels like when we all get together.
Oh yeah, that's one aspect people may not quite grasp either. Is when you come here and you hire all the folks to come in, there's a good chance maybe some know each other, maybe from the same college, but they are not all going to know everybody. Yeah. Is that part of the audition to get a sense, can they work with other people? Yeah. You kind of know that. Is that part of the audition too?
I mean, there's not specific, you know, tests or audition components that address that specifically. You know, I mean, I don't have them do an obstacle course that judges their ability to work well with others or something like that. But I personally spend a lot of time and energy in the conversations that I have with the actors and the interpersonal experience that I have with them, and as well as the designers and the technicians, to try to gauge how collaborative they are, how well they get along with others. You know, I'm not beyond, you know, asking for referrals or references, I should say, and talking to other people about them, asking other people about them. You know, so far, the 3 years that I've worked at the Showboat, we've not only had a talented company, but a company that works really well, has a lot of love, has a lot of team spirit, and I'm optimistic that this year will be the same. But you never really know until you get everybody in the same space, because you know, in the theater, when you're dealing with artists, you've got big personalities, you know, myself included, myself especially. So, you know, you never know if you're going to get some oil and water in the same space that just doesn't work well together. But I think that the Clinton Area Showboat Theater works so hard at creating an atmosphere of team, an atmosphere of family, that when we've had minor issues in the past, we've been able to resolve them purely because of the amount of love and support that we have within the company, from leadership all the way down.
Now, you've done this for a few years at the Showboat. Do you find, when you go out and do these auditions, Matthew, that you're auditioning somebody who maybe you talk to and says, I had a friend who told me to audition for you, or this and that, where you've been at it for a few years, you're starting to get some folks who come to you and audition for the Showboat because they're interested, because their friend, somebody from their classmates or something, was here a year ago or 2 years ago now? Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. And frankly, that was true from, you know, there were people that auditioned for me my very first year that heard great things, you know, when there were previous artistic directors here. But the momentum that we've had the last 3 years has really been kind of insane. I mean, it's, you know, now I'm getting people from previous companies calling me and saying, hey, my friend is auditioning for you this year. You're going to love them. They're going to be so great for you. And likewise, they're calling their friend and saying, oh, make sure you tell Maddie I said hi when you have to go audition for him. You'll love working at the Showboat. We've gotten quite a reputation. And that's why you see a lot of our actors will come from schools where we've hired people from in the past. You know, we've got a couple of schools that every year you're going to see a couple of kids from Baldwin-Wallace, a couple of kids from Cincinnati, because they had classmates, Western Michigan, you know, where Jay now teaches. You know, these students have classmates or upperclassmen that have worked for us in the past and have heard great things. And so they absolutely come to these, especially the combined auditions. They come to the combined auditions and they've got Clinton Area Showboat Theater on their radar, and want to meet with me and want to get a call back from us because of what they've heard, based on our reputation. Absolutely.
I won't get you on the spot, but are there some names we should look for that you really think are standout that are coming this year? Or everybody?
I mean, this is based on my experience with them at their auditions and their callbacks and the interviews, the little interviews that I've had with them. This is going to be another company that people are just going to fall in love with. One of the things that we've done with the way that we've tracked the season and what actors are playing and what parts, everybody has a moment where they are in the spotlight and they're featured. And so I think one of the cool things about this year is that especially our subscribers and the people that come to see multiple shows, they're going to be able to see each and every person sort of step out from the chorus and have moments of being, you know, being in the front row, being in the spotlight, being center stage, and I think they're going to be impressed with it. Everybody, based on what I've seen so far, you know, it's the shows are what are going to be the titles are what are going to be the headliners. You know, the fact that we're doing Andrew Lloyd Webber's first show, the fact that we're doing Disney's Little Mermaid, the fact that we're doing Cabaret, which is just such a favorite of people, the fact that we're doing Oliver, and you know, the highest selling show we've ever done was the very first production of Oliver that we did. People just love that show. And a lot of local talent because of the youth part of the company that is all hired locally. And then Tuesdays with Maury, which we've never done at the show, but it's just a beautiful show. I think it's the shows that are going to be the headliners. And I think people are going to enjoy seeing somebody that was in the chorus of one show step out and play, you know, Sally Bowles in the next show, the lead in Cabaret or something.
As you line up the shows, you obviously announced this last year. Do you have, you know, in mind, obviously, you go in with a probably some kind of a what is the term, matrix, or a list. Okay, I need somebody to play these, and these roles. Is that the way you do these auditions, and then try to fit that, and then after the first round of auditions, throw it away and start over?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I build. What I do is, you know, once I've asked the community, the Clinton area community, what shows they want to see, and I sort of put together, you know, we've had themes the last couple of years just so that there's some glue to the five show main stage season. Once I put together the lineup of shows in my mind, I sit down with an Excel spreadsheet, and I list out all the roles that we need to cast, and just purely from numbers, you know, how many men, how many women, that kind of thing, just to make sure that it's mathematically possible to do the five shows that I want to do, and that we're not going to do some show that's got, you know, five people in it, and then the next show has 25 people in it, and then the next show has 12 people in it. That's impossible to cast. So I do build these preliminary, I call them tracks, these preliminary actor tracks based on purely numbers and like, you know, vocal types and you know, physical types, just to make sure that I can make it work. Then I go and audition, and I wouldn't say that I throw things out completely. There are a lot of tracks that look like what they looked like last July when I made them. But based on who we see, sometimes through I'll see an actor that I can't decide if I want them to do, you know, track A or track E, so I combine the two tracks and sort of move some things around because they're unique to be able to do certain parts I hadn't anticipated. Sometimes, honestly, an actor will negotiate a certain role because, you know, I really want to come and play the lead in this show, but if I can't get a lead in this other show, I don't know that I'm going to be able to commit, you know, that kind of thing. So that sometimes will affect it. I'm pretty... The casting part of my job is a part that I feel and that I'm pretty good at, and part of that comes all the way in just building the track purely from a X's and O's standpoint. And most of them stay pretty close to that. There will always be a couple of things that change, though, but that's the process.
Matthew, one of the things I think we talked about last year, and I think the numbers are twice, if you know the number, you know, time you get the actors in, your designers, directors in and out. How many people does it take to run the Showboat Theater for the summer?
That's such a good question.
Because it may be a number that people don't, because they see, as you mentioned, the six, the eight, or the 10 people, or whatever it is, on stage, and not realize, you know, for the summer, have you got a good round number?
I'm pulling up my notes here because I'm sitting in front of my computer. So this year, I can give you some hard numbers because I just happen to have my iPad in front of me. This year, we are hiring 22 technicians, designers, directors, choreographers, 22 people just in that area alone. We've got 15 male actors, and we've got 13 female actors. So I'm not good at math. So what is that? That's 28 plus 22. So that's what?
40.
50.
40?
50. Yeah. And that's how many people we're hiring this summer. That includes all the design team, the resident company who come from out of town, as well as the local professionals that we hire. Because all of our actors, even our local actors, are paid. They're all professionals. The only people who aren't paid are not included in this number would be the youth cast and the deckhand company, are formerly known as the interns. The interns aren't paid, so that's another 10 to 12, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, golly, close to 20 kids in Oliver. So that puts us up near 80. That's how many people. And that doesn't include me. I'm not on this list. So 81. the last one's not important. Yeah. So 80.
But yeah, people may be surprised that it takes that many to put on, yeah, you know, what is not as big operation as some, bigger than others, but that's a lot of people that you're working with over over a summer.
Yeah, and it doesn't include the box office staff, who are equally as valuable. Without people selling tickets, we don't even have a company. So there's, you know, that's another six or seven right there. Mm.
And Matthew, as we get things, we want to make sure what else we should know about the Showboat Summer Theater season to get things ready.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So, you know, we do the big announcement every year for the five main stage shows, but we haven't done a lot of talking about the two Theater for Young Audience shows that we're doing this year, one of which is going to be very familiar. You know, the Deckhand Company this year is going to be doing two Theater for Young Audience shows, which we're going to be performing in rep. Each have three or four performances. The first one is Shrek the Musical, the Theater for Young Audience version of Shrek the Musical. It's a huge musical, which could easily be part of our main stage season. So that's going to be fun. And then the other show is a really touching little musical called Dear Edwina, which people are just going to absolutely fall in love with. It's so charming and so sincere. It's written by the same people that did the Junie B. Jones musical that we did a couple of years ago, and it's really awesome. We've announced the dates of our kids' camp. Kids' camp is June 25th to June 30th, and registration is open now. You can download the form on the website, clintonshowboat.org. And mail it in, or you can wait till the box office opens, which is another thing that we should probably talk about. Box office opens to the general public May 22nd. That's a Tuesday. And then season ticket holders who want to pick out the seats that they have, they actually get to come in 2 days, 3 days prior to that. On May 19th, Saturday, May 19th, season ticket holders, the box office is open to season ticket holders. And if you haven't bought your season tickets yet, but you'd like to, you can go and buy them in person and then immediately pick out the seats for the shows that you want to see. We give our subscribers, who are so loyal and so wonderful, they get the first crack at picking where their seats are going to be. It's one of the benefits that you get. In addition to the discount in buying all five shows, you also get to pick out your seats first. So that's Saturday, May 19th for season ticket holders, Tuesday, May 22nd, the general box office. And then, you know, it's only a couple weeks after that Jesus Christ Superstar opens, so people are going to want to come and get tickets to that one, especially pretty soon, because it's a big, big show right out of the gate.
Okay. And one thing we can't let you get out of here says, you probably won't have any much time with this, some things have changed for you. Tell us a bit about your new addition. I'm sure you're not bashful about talking.
I'm not. I'm such a proud papa. It's been a big year, you know. Like, last July, I turned 40. I had my 40th birthday during the run of Bridges of Madison County. And in addition to that, this year, since I left the Showboat, Jamie and I, my wife and I, had a baby girl. Mattingly Drew Miller is her name. She's 8 pounds, 3 ounces. She was born just over 3 weeks ago on the 5th, and is amazing. We also bought a house. So it's been a big year. Not a lot of sleep the last couple weeks. I underestimated, you know, people always say, you don't get any sleep as a new parent. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I've lived through tech week. I know what not a lot of sleep is. But they're not kidding around when they say not a lot of sleep. When a baby wants to eat at 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, you're up. So But yeah, we're excited. Mattingly and Jamie will both be in Clinton with us this summer. You know, Jamie is the director of audience services and will continue to do that. So she'll be around, as will our, at that point, gosh, she'll be 6 or 7 weeks when we fly out to Iowa at the end of May. So it's amazing. It's been pretty magical and overwhelming at the same time.
I'm sure a lot of folks will be interested to talk to you about that when you get here, so you better have pictures in hand.
Oh, I will. I will, and I am not afraid to show them. So be careful if you ask, because I will show you plenty. He's amazing.
Well, I appreciate Matthew Teague Miller with us from the Culinary Showboat Theater. Matthew, I know you have showboat things to take care of and personal things to take care of yet today, so we will look forward to seeing you here when you get in here in a few weeks.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to chat with you. Can't wait to get out there. Can't wait to see Clinton, see my old spots, and get from the page to the stage season started. It's going to be one for the ages for sure.
Hey, thanks, Matthew.
Thanks a lot, Dave.